is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Michael Lippin reporting. An Iranian official says about 100 people have been arrested for attacking Saudi diplomatic missions in the Shiite-majority nation. Iranian rioters had burned the embassy of Sunni-majority Saudi Arabia in Tehran, as well as a Saudi consulate in the Iranian city of Mashhad on January 2nd. The rioters were retaliating for Riyadh's recent execution of a prominent Shiite Saudi cleric accused of militant activity. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European plane maker Airbus. On Sunday, Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France this Wednesday. Syrian pro-government forces recaptured the town of Rabia near the Turkish border on Sunday, continuing a series of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Britain-based rights group the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the pro-government troops received help from Russian airstrikes and military officers. The Wall Street Journal says Portuguese voters are poised to elect conservative candidate and popular TV commentator Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa as their next president. With more than 95% of the votes counted in Sunday's Portuguese election, Rebelo de Sousa of the center-right Social Democratic Party had almost 53% of the vote. Antonio Sampaio de Novo, a former rector of the University of Lisbon running as an independent, was second with 22%. Portugal's president has a largely ceremonial role. This is VOA. A massive snowstorm that blanketed the U.S. East Coast has moved out to sea, leaving at least 17 people dead. The storm that began late Friday and ended early Sunday dumped near-record snowfall in some major U.S. cities like New York and caused heavy flooding along the coast. Residents emerged after daybreak on Sunday with snowplows and shovels, while tens of thousands of stranded travelers scrambled to get to their destinations or find alternate arrangements. The U.S. National Weather Service reported 45 centimeters of snow fell at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, the official tally for snowfall in the District of Columbia. Public transportation in Washington remained shut down on Sunday for a second straight day, but at least 500 people walked to the city's popular DuPont Circle Park for a friendly snow battle. Well, the snowball fight was organized by the Washington, D.C. Snowball Fight Association, and it was one of several held throughout the city and organized by residents through Facebook. As Washington digs out from a blizzard, a congressional debate about the climate will heat up this week. The U.S. Senate is due to consider a far-reaching bill to reform and modernize America's energy sector. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, lawmakers will debate measures to facilitate American exports of natural gas and domestic production of raw materials, proposals supported by Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
The chairman of the Senate Energy Committee is touting the bipartisan bill.
It will help America produce more energy. It will help Americans pay less for energy. We agreed to expedite liquefied natural gas exports to boost our economy and the security of our allies.
The bill aims to satisfy defenders of the fossil fuel industry. At the same time, it aims to win the support of lawmakers worried about climate change. Having committed the United States to a landmark global climate pact, President Barack Obama wants to steer America to a clean energy future.
But the jobs we'll create, the money we'll save, the planet we'll preserve, that is the kind of future our kids and our grandkids deserve.
With so many competing interests and visions of America's energy future, it remains to be seen whether the bill can pass a politically polarized Congress and earn President Obama's signature. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
You can find more on those stories on our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.